Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go right to the dial pad. Guest line, defensive tackle for the San Francisco 49ers, Eric Armstead. Eric, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And I want to start, first of all, with something you're doing off the field. I want you to tell us a little bit about it. The tackles for students. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, so this year I started my nonprofit, Armstead Academic Project, in which I raise funds for students in low-income areas and trying to even out the playing field, get them resources that other neighborhoods and other communities have that they don't have. I'm really passionate about it. I feel that educating our youth is, doesn't get enough attention and something that we need to do. And so I'm really passionate about that. I started my nonprofit, and I'm doing a fundraiser this year. I'm donating money with my stats. So how I'm doing it is $250 for every tackle and $1,000 for every sack that I get this year. And people can join me and pledge with me throughout the season in any amount that they want to. And so we can double our impact. So
yeah, that's
really passionate about it, and I love helping my community.
Yeah, that's awesome. So far, Eric's pledged $4,000, 8 tackles, and 2 sacks. And if anybody wants to pledge, you can pledge as little as 50 cents a tackle or make a flat donation. And also, the first 25 people to pledge will be entered to win 2 tickets to the home opener against Pittsburgh. So you want to go to ericarmstead91.com.
Eric, you're off to a great start, man, and I've been telling the fellas here, you guys got a mean defense, and you're still building, but also you got a young rookie in Bosa. You were a rookie, and I'm just curious, do you kind of go help him, you know, lace him with what it takes to be successful in the NFL, or does he come to you? Can you talk a little bit about that relationship you have with Bosa?
Yeah, it's been great having him. He's an amazing player. He's going to do a lot of great things in this league, and you know, we all have to go through our rookie years, and it's definitely, you know, we work together as a collective unit. You know, to be successful out there, we have to work together. And so, whether that's him, learning from us or us even learning from him, you know, he's an amazing player, and working together, constant communication, so we can go out there and get our job done.
Eric, I'm not going to front with you. I've been very critical of you since you've been drafted by the 49ers. I understand you've been hurt, and obviously the team has been losing. But I got to say, for the first 2 weeks of the season and what I've seen in training camp from you, I've been very impressed. Tell me the difference. If there is a difference between your preparation for this season or last season, or has there been any tweaks to your offseason program? Because I see a beast in you, man. You've been balling this year.
Not too much different. You know, I think each year is a new year. Of course, I've been dealing with some injuries in the past years that, you know, have kept me out of some games. And, you know, dealing with that is tough. But, you know, it's adversity that makes you, you know, who you are. And so throughout my career, you know, dealing with various things over the years. But like I said, this year is a new year. And, you know, I was excited to get out there and, you know, show what I can do and help my team win games.
Eric, you coming into this year, and there were a lot of national media that thinks this team's really on the rise. Other people maybe are saying, you know, it's going to be tough to go from 4 to 10 wins or whatever it will take to make the playoffs. You guys are 2-0, and the question we've been asking our audience is the same one I'm going to ask you. How good can this team be?
I think we can be as good as we want to be. Whether outside people are saying what we can do or what we can't do, you know, that's it all's going to come down to us and what we actually go out on the field and do. And so that's what we're focused on, staying tight as a unit, staying tight as a team, taking it week by week, and trying to go out there and dominate who we play against.
Eric, a lot of people think pro athletes are robots, and, you know, they just show up, they do their job, and go home. But you guys are 2-0. You got a home opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers this Sunday. When you think about that game, how much impact does the crowd have? Because we've been talking about it better be sold out and it better be loud. But can you talk about, as a pro athlete, what that does to you and how it helps you guys play that game?
Oh, man, it's the most important, you know, just the energy in the stadium. You know, nobody wants to, you know, play football in front of nobody. And so having those fans there, having it loud, having the energy in the stadium, it ignites us as a team. And especially, you know, playing defensive line my entire life, crowds, the noise of the crowd has an impact on the game. And so when we get out there on third down, and the crowd is loud, and the quarterback and O-line can't communicate, and it's tough on them. That helps us do our job. So definitely excited to get out there and, you know, get this home opener started and, you know, see how excited our fans are.
Eric Armstead here on 95.7 The Game. How has new defensive line coach Chris Kocurek helped you out? When I was out there at training camp, man, he was barking. He had me fired up, Eric. And I haven't, you know, I'm nowhere near the player you guys are down there at Santa Clara. How has he helped you this season in this new wide nine scheme that helped you with your leverage and getting off the football?
Oh, man, it's been great. You know, he wants to cut us free, attack, and play aggressive style football. You know, when he came in, I met with him, and he's a really great guy. He's passionate about defensive line, and that's what he knows, that's what he loves, and that's the only thing he wants to do is coach D line. And so, having him here, leading us, helping us, in years of knowledge and experience, and the way he wants to play, has been great. And I think you know, it has shown off early in these games.
You like tackle or defensive end better?
I mean, I play both. So, I mean, base downs, I play DN, and then on third down, I go play D tackle where I rush inside. So, it's whatever people want to call it.
Do you feel like you're better at one than the other, or you're more comfortable at one than the other? Or it doesn't matter. You feel like you can do both equally well?
Yeah, I think I'm versatile and I can do both equally well. I think that, you know, I have a unique, size and athleticism that gives me the ability that I've been blessed to play DN and D-tackle. And I think that versatility helps me. It helps me when I go out there and get to play against different guys who, you know, I get to give a different look to. And when I go inside, they're not expecting it. And then when I'm on the outside, so it allows me to move around and do a lot of things that my team needs me to do for us to be successful.
Hey, Eric, I'm going to share with you our text line. That's when people text in to our show, and it says, "I donated!" exclamation point, and I'm a Raider fan, but the only thing I support more than my team is a great cause. Thanks for setting up something so nice for our community, Eric. And that's from Jen the dog walker in Oakland. So great stuff, Eric. Keep it up, man.
That's dope. I appreciate you, Jim.
Absolutely. Yep. Eric Armstead, thank you so much on the Dial Pad guest line.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.